The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Exciting trip down Inventor's Lane. You thought you were going on a date down Lover's Lane, John. Nuh-uh. We're going down Inventor's Lane. Here he is, the inventor's best friend. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you John Cremins.
That's me.
That's you. Yoo-hoo, it's me. My name is Johnny, and I skip and run, bring lots of fun to you and you and me. You old enough to remember where that comes from?
No.
Yoo-hoo, it's me.
You don't remember that? Seriously?
Yoo-hoo,
from
it's
Captain
me?
Yoo-hoo. It's me. My name is... Who is the little stick figure on Captain Kangaroo? Yoo-hoo, it's me. My name is...
I don't even know. You know, I did watch Captain Kangaroo. Maybe I wasn't being attentive.
That could have been, but I hope you'll be more attentive to what we're doing here today. Doug Steffen and John Cremins with our inventor of the day, Laura Neiditz. Is it Neiditz or Neiditz that we...
I'm saying Neiditz.
Neiditz, okay.
Yeah.
So she'll join the other three performers we've had on the program during this hour this week. We had Daryl Novak on Monday, who got an 80% approval thumbs-up rating from you. And then there was Frank Abernathy, who had the Burger Buddy, not a bad idea, on Tuesday, 88%. Thumbs up for him. What did we do yesterday with Jackie McKenzie?
Yeah, Jackie ended up at 67%.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It didn't really go that well. I mean, I think it's a great invention,
a good idea. Yeah, right.
It's something to chase. I would still chase that. I might
something
try to figure
to be
out
chased.
I might try to look at that and say, okay, let's see if I can find somebody who can manufacture that for him.
Yeah, right.
Because I think it actually is a good idea, and there is a market, I think, for that.
Yeah, not a bad idea at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have Laura with us in a little while here on My Cool Inventions. We always spend a minute or two or three or four or five or six on some of the business news of the day and how it affects you. I remember Fred Smith first coming on the scene with FedEx. Do you remember that? You remember when FedEx started?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
Right. Oh, yeah, it was a long time ago. It's like a young guy who was in the delivery business, and he wanted to expand. And it is now FedEx. One guy, one idea, and he made it the success, the monster success that it is. And then along a few years later came United Parcel Service, which opted or promoted itself as doing the same thing. And through the years, the two of them been back and forth in terms of who is the champion in the delivery business home, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And UPS then got a contract with Amazon, young company, nobody knew what it was worth. And then that relationship catapulted UPS into a brilliant star. But now, not being any dummies in Amazon, they say, wait a minute, what are we giving all this money to them for? We're going to run our own trucking company and delivery service. So that's what Amazon is going to do to compete with UPS and FedEx, which I think is a rather interesting reality. But it's a big business versus FedEx started as one guy doing deliveries in the late 40s, early 50s when he got started. And look at that. Man, the American ideal is the story of FedEx. And UPS is
You think
far
we'll
behind.
See lower prices? Do you think maybe lower prices?
With Amazon?
If Amazon gets in there?
Well, they're only supposedly going to at first deliver their own stuff. But you know, Amazon gets its nose into everything. So I'm going to bet that Amazon's going to try to take some of the business from UPS and FedEx. Is there enough business for them to steal a business? Well, they have a business of their own already, and if they run it well, you don't want that to be a drain. Even if it is a break-even proposition for them, if they save the money that they're now giving to UPS, then they're ahead of the game. Buying a fleet of trucks like that, though, is very expensive. Maintenance and all of the things that go with it, it's not easy. But they have so much cash at Amazon, so much cash. They got to do something with it, or the tax man's going to take it away. And this is a good way for them not only to save money, but there's all kinds of... When you buy... I was talking about how expensive it is, but the other side of it is when you buy all that equipment, the depreciation value on tax returns is superb. Equipment depreciation, none of these outfits lease... A company like this owns because the depreciation factors are what they are rather than leasing.
And
the
only Amazon.
No,
because I know Amazon just built a huge facility. I mean, an enormous facility just south of Tampa here.
Mm-hmm.
And just opened up, I think, a couple thousand
Isn't that
jobs.
Their home? Right. Isn't that their home station is Tampa, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, this place is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's enormous. And so I know they were all excited, you know, because it brought jobs to the area.
Wow. But now they expanded and they did well, but now the UPS store, which was part of their expansion, they're going to close apparently a number of them. And one of the reasons that they're having a problem is because they've been hacked. I don't know if you saw that story today. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
A spokesperson for UPS says the information includes names, card numbers, and postal and email addresses for 100,000 transactions earlier this year. So not like the same story that Target had, or wasn't it Macy's? I mean, there have been some real serious things. 100,000 doesn't seem like a lot, but it's still to the 100,000 is going to mean something because it'll affect your credit. So anyway,
I go there all the time. I
mean, it's UPS?
Like, it's just one of those things.
You prefer to use UPS rather than FedEx?
Well, it's right down the street.
The stores have presented that, and they've been smarter about that. FedEx has these great big offices that they run. Like, when I have UPS and FedEx here in Framingham where I am, but I use FedEx because the office is handier than UPS. Is it better?
Yeah.
The only thing I know is that I don't use the postal service for overnight because it never gets there overnight. Never.
Yeah.
I've tried it time after time. Never, never, never does it get there as they promised. And that's the reason.
Try living in Florida and trying to send mail.
Yeah.
I remember when I first moved down here, I remember it used to take a couple of days. You could get like a mail, something from Wisconsin or Minnesota and go over to Ohio to my grandma, right?
Yeah.
Down here, though, 5-8 days.
Yeah.
I mean, they're taking snail mail. Uh-huh. They got little dogs running with little backpacks, you know, with mail.
Well, but a lot of people get away with a lot. In Florida, there's whether it's the acceptance of this, the phone service in Florida sucks too. There's something about
you're, right.
the,
you're absolutely right.
Awful. It's like Florida's on an island almost.
Yeah. We
when
feel
it
like
comes
it.
To, oh well, look at the trouble we had when we started our connections here for no good reason. I used to have a guy that did my business reports who was in Boca Raton for 14, 15 years. We had trouble every day, whether it was a phone, whether it was the ISDN, however we decided we were going to connect. And it was always because they'll tell you that there's no good grounding for phone connections over most of Florida. Well, that's not the case in northern Florida.
Well,
and phone service sucks
land.
There, too. Right.
I mean, think about it. We're all on water, kind of, in a way.
Right. John just one day,
well, you saw there's a storm coming our way.
Another storm. Tropical storm.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's got a long way to get here. But you know, they're already trying to say that, that's the day it would arrive the day before the 9th anniversary of Katrina.
Oh, yeah, of course. We'll do something with that to scare everybody. Yeah,
I know.
Very important. Yeah, let's scare everybody about everything. That's a new. How irresponsible. Aren't you glad you weren't a newsman and you were on television selling things? At least?
No, I was a news guy a long time ago.
Oh, it's your fault then.
When I first got into radio, yeah.
I didn't tell me that. Really?
That's when I was a young, very young lad.
I ran the news department at a station in Boston. It was all news station, WBEI in the mid-80s.
Yeah, but you probably had a big staff. All I had was a couple of interns.
It was the biggest union operation in the city, and they didn't like me because I was not a big union guy.
Yeah.
And man, it made my career there short. I didn't like fighting with people.
Yeah.
So a year and a half, that was enough for me.
Or the people around that really shouldn't have been there, right?
I fired two or three people, and there was going to be a big uproar and a big to-do. We're going to have a strike. You know, these guys. There's a guy that came in to do the overnight shift, and he was a guy that I've known and still am friends with. He owns a couple of stations in New Hampshire. But he was on overnight, and he was supposed to be there at 9 o'clock, and he showed up at 5 minutes of 12. Nobody ever said anything. So when I came in, I said, well, you're supposed to be here at 9 to prepare. Yeah, but I don't have to prepare. I'm good. Okay, I said, we'll pay you for 5 hours instead of 8. Oh, no, you can't do that.
Oh,
it's 8 hours long. You know, that kind of stuff. Anyway, the other big business story today, the big news is the Bank of America has reached a $17 billion settlement deal to resolve the investigation into what they did to screw people in the sale of those mortgage-backed securities before the slam down in 2008. So $17 billion, you can imagine what they made. But I say this because I think you and I have talked about this before, because there have been three or four other settlements like this against other big banks, Citibank and Wells Fargo and you know, whoever. If it wasn't for the government giving the money to these banks in the first place to save them, Henry Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury at the time, most of them would have been out of business, I suppose. Well, we couldn't have that, but it was selective as to how they were used. But the way that they went about, and it still is a real fiasco with some people in some of the states I'm trying to renegotiate a house that I have in California, been at it for 3 years. It still haven't resolved it yet.
Don't tell me about. I don't want to talk about Wells Fargo, man. They are on my enemy hit list.
They all these big banks are the same. You got to find a good small bank.
We save their butts with our tax money.
Now they're
making a settlement. They're paying us back some of our money.
With our money. They're paying us back with our money. There you go. Good deal.
That's not really a big penalty, you know.
It's nice work if you can get it, screw people. All right, let's get to the matter at hand here. This is an app we're going to be focused on today. Laura Nyditz is going to join John and me. John takes the helm as we get into the experimental part of My Cool Inventions up next here on the Good Day / Cool Inventions program.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event. Huge price drops and extra savings this weekend on hundreds of deals throughout the store. Like a limited edition Epiphone G400 guitar, now just $279. Three sets of D'Addario electric guitar strings for only $9. Simmons electronic drum kits just $299. Or Vader 5D drumsticks for just $5 a pair. Plus, go to GuitarCenter.com to get your exclusive coupon for additional savings in every department. Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event, now through Sunday.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
We'll be right back.
30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's 23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with John Cremins, the professor of shopology. Got to put my own spin on this. We're here to extol the value and virtue of business in America, of entrepreneurialism in America, inventors in America. Yesterday at this time, however, we were laughing because John had seen the video of me taking on the challenge. And I should have challenged him. The problem is he has white hair, although I have white hair, too, pretty much white hair. You put the milk on it, you can't see one way or another.
In Florida, I'm not going to do that, man. It's too hot out there.
Really?
Sticky milk on me?
Hey, go take a shower after. There, you don't have any showers in Florida? Take a shower. Yeah, jump in the pool. Jump in the ocean. Jump off that bridge that goes between St. Petersburg and
Tampa. Don't even say that. Somebody just did that the other day.
I remember when I was working down there, some ship hit the bridge.
Oh, yeah. That's how they replaced the bridge. Yeah, yeah.
Right, exactly. Yep. That's how long ago.
Knocked it completely over.
Yep. It was what a mess that was. Anyway, so we had some fun. A lot of activity. By the way, in case you didn't know it, because of what I did yesterday, it was the biggest day for the ALS, the $8.6 million raised yesterday, biggest of the challenge, and it was because of me and my milk thing.
It had to
be that, right?
Of course, I shared it on my Facebook page.
Yeah, that's why. All right, exactly. Yeah. What kind of comments do you get from people? Who is this guy? This guy's your friend? Hello.
All right. Akos even gave it a thumbs up from where he
did
was.
Did he?
Yeah, from Italy, yeah.
Very good for
him. He's on today, by the way. He was on earlier this morning, which would have been later in the afternoon for them.
Yeah. Right. Just raking in the dough. All right, let's see if we can rake in some dough with Laura. Laura Nidetz is here. John's going to help us understand why it is that she has something that we think is worth your attention.
Hey, Laura, good morning, and thanks for joining us here on My Cool Inventions. Laura?
Be nice if she was there.
We lost her.
Ah, doggone.
I'm right here.
There she is.
All right. Hi, Laura.
I'm right here.
Thanks for joining us here on My Cool Inventions today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you've come up with a pretty interesting app. I know that, you know, late at night or when I'm out of the office, I don't have any way to let people know that I'm not out of the office, especially those people that like to call me at, you know, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, midnight, like our friend Akos.
Call you all hours of the day and night, right?
Yeah, sometimes I just want to tell them, I'm asleep, dude. I'll call you back later or something.
Right.
So you've come up with an app. They're calling it a text manager application. Tell me what that actually does.
Well, what I'm thinking is text manager will actually help people like yourself or myself who get text messages at the most inappropriate times or during unsafe driving times. And what it'll do is tell the sender, thank you so much for your text. I'm unable to respond right now. I will contact you when it's convenient. Or, crazy idea, pick up the phone and call me and let's do a type of conversation. So what this does is it makes our lives more manageable.
All right, so basically you're trying to make an app for a phone that does kind of the same thing that we do with our messages on our email, right?
Correct, an out-of-office reply.
Interesting. What do you think of that, Doug?
Well, I think there's you're finding that there is need. There are so many different apps. I wonder how, and we'll ask her this as we go through it, how it doesn't get lost in that sea of free apps and paid-for apps. I think I saw somewhere there were, was it 400,000 apps or maybe even more than that? So, Laura, I guess that's the challenge.
Yeah, Laura, how would you make yours stand out?
Well, I would make my stand out because I would market it to sales professionals who drive all the time and get bombarded with texts. I would market it to parents who can set parental controls so that their children are not receiving texts during school time or family time, or even link it to a GPS so texts cannot be received while their children are driving.
Am I dreaming this, or did we have a discussion with somebody, or did I see somewhere, maybe it wasn't here, or talk about it on the air, an app that is, as you just described it, or similar to the way you described it, that keeps the things from coming in, the kids are ignoring trying to connect with them. I think there's an app for that. We'll talk about it.
The mom one, yeah.
Maybe that was it, yeah. 28 after the hour.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential! Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here you get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer is going to be Boston Master.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free...
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Adding you to our contact information, 33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen connection with John Creamans. You know, we have this habit that's built into 26 years of doing the Good Day program, not easily broken, so I sort of figure out we'll merge the most people hear me as I stumble through the this isn't the Good Day show. Well, it's an extension of the Good Day program.
Yeah.
I am all about helping people who want to start business. I started this business, this radio program, from scratch and didn't ever have anybody help me. And it's existed, a lot of it is sheer willpower, especially when the economy is bad, and just pushing through because either you have the desire to do it or there are no other options, whatever it is, you do it. And that's what so many of these successful businesses are all about. So we're talking with Laura Neiditz about her text manager app. And I said, well, there are a lot of apps around. Let's see if we can separate this one. And you take it from there, John.
I figured out the mom app that you were talking about before the break.
Yeah.
It's where literally if your kid doesn't answer your texts and you can't get a hold of them, they can't use their phone unless the first call they make is your number.
So did we talk about that here, or did I talk about it somewhere?
It was in the news, I think, a couple of days ago. Yeah, I remember seeing that and talking about it. So Laura, with this particular app, I mean, are you planning on having it? Do you want to have it on like the Google App Store and the Apple iStore?
Yes, I would. I would love to have it on that.
All right. So have you looked into, you know, what it's going to take to actually have someone write the code? Are you knowledgeable in coding and do it yourself?
Absolutely not. I would need help writing the code.
Sometimes it can be a tough thing, especially with some of these applications. So explain it just a little bit more to me. I mean, so if it's in an opportune time, I'm asleep, it's 9 o'clock at night, you know, and I've got people that like to text me at that time. I'm not going to name any names.
Hey, Gus, you listening?
Who might be? Because I think he's on the stream.
Yeah,
I think I saw an IP address from Italy.
Yeah, very nice.
But so when in these non opportune times.
Hey, Gus, go fly a kite.
No.
All right, go on.
So Laura, with the app, what exactly will it send back? Is it something that I can program in, say that I can say, hey guys, I'm sleeping, or
You could actually program, thank you so much for your text. I will respond to it at such and such a time, or, you know, you can actually say, I'll respond, you know, if you, your text has been redirected to my email, or I will, you know, respond to you when it's safe.
So, yeah, so just make it, so you can customize it then. You're allowed
to customize it. You can absolutely customize it. Yeah.
All right. Well, I would definitely want to hear your pitch on this. And usually what we do here is we ask the inventor, which would be you today, to pitch us for a minute. Give us your best pitch. Tell us what it's all about. Make us want one of these and tell us, you know, if you're looking for funds to help make it or if you're looking, whatever you need to do, right, to be able to get somebody to vote on your side. And what you'll hear is some music. You'll hear some music play. And during that music, you hear somebody say, well, let's hear it. And when you hear that voice say, let's hear it, then you start talking immediately, okay? And you're going to hear music underneath it, but don't worry about the music. Because all we want to do is get those over 250,000 people listening to the show right now to vote a thumbs up for your invention, okay?
Okay.
So, I mean, don't get nervous. I mean, there's only 20, you know, over 250,000 people. And then it's just being done.
That's all. Just talk to us.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just talk to you guys. I was just
if you're ready, Laura, let's go ahead and hear the music and hear the...
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, text messaging originated as a way to communicate quick amounts of information without an expectation of responded time. Texting has now morphed into a new way of life, a replacement for a phone conversation, and we are expected to respond immediately. And human nature forces us to look at text during unsafe times, especially when we're driving. And what used to be a 2-minute phone conversation is now a 15-minute text exchange. So many people are injured every year in accidents, adults, teenagers, professionals, and soccer moms. What Text Manager allows you to do, it becomes your virtual assistant that handles all your text messaging through an auto reply that you can either customize or you can just use an automatic one. It also has parental controls that you can actually disable your child's text during family time or dinner time or even just times when they're driving by linking it to your GPS. What this does is it allows us to manage our work-life balance even more so, especially
make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Oh, man. A little longer than a minute. How many more sentences or how many more words did you have to say?
I have one more sentence.
What was it?
That is no longer feel the pressure to reply during unsafe times. Let Text Manager do it for you.
Okay, there you go. All right. And then you would, and then at that point, you would want to do what we call a call to action, which is CTA. And that's when you would say, you know, I'm looking for funds to develop my invention or my app. And this is how you contact me. Or, you know, if it were already produced and created, then you would be telling them, hey, I've got it available right now. Make sure you call this number or go to this website to make sure that you get the app. That's about it. I thought you covered a lot of stuff. And I think that, you might want to just maybe pick one or maybe two of those instances that you're trying to the problems you're trying to solve with this to make it as an intro, right? And then I think that would grab our attention a little bit more. What do you think, Doug?
Well, I think that's you've got the key there, grabbing people's attention in a world where we are hit, Laura. Every single day, every human who's in this country, on average, is hit by 3,041 different messages to buy, to do, to act, to believe. We're being pitched all the time. Think about it. You're listening to the radio. You go down the highway and look at a billboard. You approach somebody in a store and he'll tell you to buy this brand instead of that brand. It just is, it's nonstop. It's everywhere. So with all of this stuff clouding people's minds or judgment, you got to get through, cut the mustard. I said to cut through the mustard or cut the whatever it is you're supposed to cut. And make sure that this thing screams out at those who would use it. You got to have me. You got to have me. You got to have me.
Yeah.
And otherwise, it gets lost. I told you how many there are. Hundreds of thousands of these apps.
Okay.
All right. Does that make sense?
Yep.
I think you did a good job, and for your first time doing it, I think you did a great job. What I would do is I would just focus on when you're trying to get involved with somebody that might be able to help you with your invention and go forth. Remember that these guys, and I've worked with one of the sharks, Kevin Harrington, as you know, and so did ACOS for years, and I've seen the people and the inventors that come into those offices, right, and they try to talk to them and try to figure out, you know, what they need.
They're brutal.
The problem is, you know, the inventor will come in and they'll say all kinds of stuff, and it's not even close to capturing their attention. And I've seen where some of these guys will just glaze over. I mean, their eyes just go back in the back of their head, and you've lost them. That first minute to 2 minutes is some of the most important time that you'll ever spend with them.
All right, so here's an analogy. All right, Laura, have you ever been on a date with anybody when you were younger, or maybe now, and the first minute you knew it was a bad choice, and you have to spend,
Wait a minute, she said that too fast.
Yeah, well, she knows what I'm talking about. Well, that's what it is. That's the same principle. So,
should I just start with, you know, we are bombarded with over 3,000 messages a day, one of them being text. We need a way to filter through this and respond.
I would go even simpler than that.
Yeah.
You ever been woken up by a text late at night, and all it was somebody asking if you want us to go get buy ice cream together? Or better yet, maybe you haven't slept all day, you've been working all day, you finally get a chance to lay down, you don't want anybody to interrupt you, only to get a text message from somebody that's basically asking you what you're going to have for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, or something. Something
that you don't care about.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, not another one, right?
The filter.
You get the person listening to you to actually feel it like that, because everybody's had that moment.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's the moment you want to capture. That's the moment that will get them to listen to you a little longer.
All right.
Well, you finally get to take the power nap.
Yeah, take that power nap. All right. So if you like Laura's presentation, not necessarily the presentation, because we're not really voting, although people do with psychological vote on the presentation. That's why Jackie McKenzie didn't do so well yesterday, because the presentation wasn't that great. The idea wasn't bad. So you've got a good idea. Presentation was good. So let's see how people vote. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Texting to 22333, or you can vote at mycoolinventions.com. You can connect there if you want through DougStephan.com, or the simplest way is dialing 888-877-0490. You will track it till noontime today and see how you come out. You could be the winner of the week and become a part of the Dream Big America Challenge a week from tomorrow. All right, Laura?
Okay.
Thanks,
Laura.
Nice to have you here. By the way, the Dream Big America voting continues at dreambigamerica.us on the three contestants last week. Craig Jackson, who'd been a winner here on My Cool Inventions with his Tiger Tiller. Let's see, Karen McGill from Pro Cakes and Richard Redpath from Parhelion. That voting will continue until this afternoon. We'll announce the winner of last week's contest tomorrow during the Dream Big America weekly contest. And then next Friday, I think we have our monthly contest. So that'll hopefully bring more people in, more entrepreneurs. We got opportunities. If you'd like to submit your ideas, you go to dreambigamerica.us or you go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the submit button, and your idea will be vetted. If it's going to make sense, these people will figure it out and put you in the mix so that you can participate and perhaps win. And even if you're all a winner, anybody who gets on the air is a winner, because as John said a few minutes ago, you get exposure, your product's being talked about, and the website, however you connect to it, through the ears of all those people listening to the program right now.
And think about all the advice that you and I give them. I mean, there are many in this industry that charge thousands and thousands of dollars for that kind of information.
Right. Where is that? Why don't we split that money?
We haven't talked about that yet?
No.
But that's our give back to the inventor and the innovation community.
Yep.
So they're on the show for free. So make sure you submit your invention. There's a big red button on mycoolinventions.com. Submit it there. Go to Dream Big America as well, and get on the show. We'd love to have you.
All right. So we have lots of ideas here, and that's what we focus on at 15 before the hour. This is My Cool Inventions.
Lovely looks, lowest prices. It's Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Save big now for back to school on a new pair of junior's boots. Get the lowest prices of the season on guys Levi's 511, $39.99. And fun playwear for the little ones, $6.99 each. Get the lowest prices of the season on plush towels, just $3.99 each. And select kitchen electrics are only $17.99. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Going on now. Find your yes. Kohl's.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do?
Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it.
Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belveeta.
Morning win.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-481-3709, 800-481-3709.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Can someone who loses a lawsuit pay their debt in small coins? That's exactly what happened after a California man sued an insurance company. The man claimed an employee of the insurance company assaulted him, and then he filed a lawsuit. The company denied any wrongdoing, but eventually settled the lawsuit for more than $20,000. Instead of sending the man a check for the full amount, however, the company sent him more than a dozen buckets filled with nickels, dimes, quarters, and pennies. Now, I know that lawsuits can cause hard feelings, but let's be fair. This payment of a settlement in coins reveals something about the level of frustration with the amount of litigation in America today. This isn't the first time a lawsuit award or settlement has been paid in coins. But imagine the risks. Was there enough paid by coin? And what if someone gets injured lifting those heavy buckets? You can bet there's no shortage of personal injury lawyers out there who would take that case. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's the mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got like 110% Christmas guarantee on all the things I buy the most. So cool. I got Muppa that ish. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got 110% price match guarantee on all the things she buys the most. She must tell her friends on social media.
Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Find a lower price on a new identical item. Show us the lower price at checkout and we'll match it and discount it by 10% of the difference. Ends 9/7. See store or staples.com for details.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, quick recap of something we've talked about this week. Family Dollar, John, has rejected the takeover bid by Dollar General. How many of these?
Really?
Dollar, you talk about things getting lost in the cloud. Family Dollar Stores instead said they're holding firm to their $8.5 billion merger plan with Dollar Tree because they don't think if they go down another street, it will it'll get the antitrust people out of the way because this is going to be a big. I don't see the difference between the two, but somebody must because this is just a big, huge merger of these giants, so there'll be less competition, and so that's what the Justice Department was worried about. 10 before the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio.
Start this fall off beautifully with your free 7-piece gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your cosmetic bag, must-have serum, night cream, and makeup essential. Plus, receive Definisil's mascara and buy Cecile Eye Makeup Remover. All valued at $116. Yours with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more, and you also choose your lipstick or skincare set. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free fall gift. And try Grandiose, the revolutionary new mascara for captivating eyes. Only at Macy's.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet, so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club, so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The outrage over the brutal murder of a journalist and what the U.S. intends to do about it. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It wasn't long after the ISIS video showing the beheading of an American journalist was found to be genuine that President Obama reacted.
The entire world is appalled by the brutal murder of Jim Foley by the terrorist group ISIL.
The president chooses to use the name ISIL for the militants. Others call them ISIS. The terror group itself, which now controls huge chunks of Syria and Iraq, call themselves the Islamic State. And they claim the beheading was carried out in retaliation for U.S. airstrikes against ISIS targets in Iraq. The president said there will be no let-up on that front.
The United States of America will continue to do what we must do to protect our people. We will be vigilant, and we will be relentless.
The president spoke yesterday from Martha's Vineyard as he continues his vacation there. Administration officials also said yesterday that President Obama authorized a military rescue mission for James Foley and other American hostages. Special Forces troops exchanged gunfire with ISIS militants, but the mission failed because the hostages weren't at the targeted location. James Foley worked for Global Post. The CEO and co-founder there, Philip Balboni, said he and and Foley's family were expecting the worst after getting a message from the terrorists.
Foley family received an email from the kidnappers, and they stated that they would execute Jim.
ISIS has also threatened to kill another U.S. journalist, Stephen Sotloff, if the U.S. airstrikes continue. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lender, license and offer to states and MLS.
On Wall Street, a bit of a mixed day yesterday for the markets. The Dow finished with a 59-point gain to 16,979. NASDAQ down a point. S&P gained 5 points. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is promising a thorough civil rights probe into the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown. Holder was in Ferguson, Missouri yesterday. He met with the parents of the teenager who was gunned down by police officer Darren Wilson. And before a briefing at the local FBI office, Holder said the Justice Department will look for possible violations of federal civil rights statutes. Closing notes. First, the question. Have you taken the plunge yet?
Here we go. Bring it down.
That's Carrie Underwood and her husband Mike Fisher taking the ice bucket challenge. We assume it was Carrie with that piercing scream. The challenge, you must know all about it by now. Sports stars, celebrities, just everyday folks all doing it and also making donations for ALS research and treatment. ALS Association President Barbara Newhouse says the viral campaign has exceeded expectations. As of yesterday morning, the ice bucket challenge had raised $31.5 million. If you need more info, check out ALSA.org. Oh, and by the way, even the Yankees' Derek Jeter had it done to him earlier this week. Here's how that sounded. Speaking of baseball stars, let's go to Williamsport, Pennsylvania for the Little League World Series. Last night, over 30,000 fans packed the park to see the team from the Mid-Atlantic, Philadelphia, in fact, face the team from the West, Las Vegas. Lots of attention on the Philly pitcher, pun intended. She is Monet Davis, who has become a star. First Little Leaguer of either gender to grace the cover of Sports Illustrated. She is incredible. And how did it go last night? Well, it was a rough night for Monet and her Little League team. She gave up 3 runs in 2 1/3 innings. The team from Philly beaten by Las Vegas 8-1. But her team has another chance in an elimination game against the team out of Chicago tonight. Because of pitch count rules in Little League, Monet will not be able to pitch tonight. The winner of tonight's game will face Las Vegas in the U.S. Championship game this Saturday. We wish all the teams the best of luck. Ah, yes, to play baseball for the sheer love of the game. Refreshing, isn't it? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Start this fall off beautifully with your free 7-piece gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your cosmetic bag, must-have serum, night cream, and makeup essential. Plus, receive Definisil's mascara and buy Cecile Eye Makeup Remover. All valued at $116. Yours with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more, and you also choose your lipstick or skincare set. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free fall gift. And try Grandiose, the revolutionary new mascara for captivating eyes. Only at Macy's.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.